everyone. It's Astra, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to bring you along with me as I make an outline for the first improv that we're doing together. So if you're not aware, I do have a special perk for the Scorcher tier, and they get to submit some prompts for me for helping me craft a sexy audio. And I have some really good suggestions coming from Seeker O Waifu. Thank you. So we have a couple suggestions here. But I think the one... So the first one is sexy barista who tries to get a guy's attention, and he's kind of oblivious. And the second suggestion is blowjob cafe and waitress has the title of headmaster. That sounds fun. And then the first one, it sounds like that would be really cute, kind of like a fun little meet cute thing. Let's see. I think, let's see, now do I want to be making kind of silly with the fantasy blowjob cafe, or do I go cutesy? What do I feel like? I'm kind of feeling mushy today. So... I think I'm going to work off the sexy barista who tries to get a guy's attention and he's kind of oblivious. So I'm thinking for this scenario, let's have it be closing time. I'm going to jot these down too because I have to reference them because I will forget them. So it's going to be closing time in the coffee shop. And let's see, maybe she's cleaning the tables and they're chatting and she's very flirtatious and, you know, it's obvious that she's trying to, wrap up and get out of there. Like she's dropping hints, like she's got places to go. Or no, maybe she doesn't, because I want her to be, like, alone, maybe. Like, she doesn't have a place to go after this, so she doesn't want to rush out. Okay, yeah, there we go. So she's cleaning the tables, doing, like, all the closing activities. And then I'm thinking maybe she cleans his table, and she promises she, like, won't disrupt him. And then, but she, like, accidentally, like, bumps his cup and spills it on his pants. Uh-oh. All right, let me write that down. Spills. Couple while cleaning table. Okay. So that's a good excuse to get the pants off. So see, we have to like get from point A to point B. You know what I'm saying? Like we gotta get an excuse. So she is going to then take him in the back where there's towels. That makes sense. Yep. Towels. And there's like, she's the last one closing. So there's like there's no other customers and there's no other employees. So that's problem is out of the way. Okay. So then he's going to take his pants off. Wait, no. What the fuck? How would she do that? Okay. So she's drying his pants, but it's silly because she's really just cleaning his crotch. There is a movie. What the fuck is that movie where they keep cleaning the crotch of the person and it's like super odd. What the fuck is that? And they're like, oh, sorry, I'm so sorry. Okay, never mind. Okay, let's not get off track here. All right, so she's trying to dry off the crotch of his pants. And then And then he's obviously going to get excited. And she'll, you know, just like brush it off, like, oh, that's like normal. Like, I get it. I was just like rubbing it, and like, it's fine. It's nothing. I don't be embarrassed. Blah, 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 blah. And then maybe it could lead to like, oh, I could just. Now this is the point where we decide if our character is dominant or if we're going to keep it kind of vanilla and just kind of keep everything mutual, like a mutual dynamic, or make her submissive. Now what do we feel? So if she was more submissive, the listener would be just starting to take his pants off in front of her. I don't really feel like that tonight. See, I'm feeling very, like, mushy, and I want it to be cute. I mean, not that, like, being submissive isn't cute, but, like, what the fuck? Okay, so you're all probably like yelling at me while listening to this. Okay. I think maybe she'll make like a joke, like, or you could just like take him off and like, you know, do like a nervous giggle afterwards. Like, ha, you can just like take him off and just hang him up to dry, or we could put him, oh, fuck. I think I might just wait until I'm recording and kind of work out that scenario, because I think I'm overthinking that one. So we'll leave that. And then now let's think about what the fuck do I want to do for all the sex acts? I think I want to just start off with a blowjob. Like, she's kind of mesmerized by the cock and she's excited to get it in her mouth. So yeah, let's just like out the gate, we're gonna do a BJ. Okay, and that will be fun. She'll get on her knees. Yeah, I want her to be really like excited about it. Yeah. Okay, so let's do blowjob. It leads to like, what kind of sex position are we gonna do? I feel doggy. Yeah, the doggy feels good. Oh my god, you guys are gonna okay, so doggy, and because that leaves it open to like bending her over things like a counter, or like, yeah, because there should be like a counter in the back, or like a sink or something. Yeah, because they're probably by the sink. Okay. Okay. All right. So talking about it, I think. Okay, what else do I see? And I kind of want it like hurried. I don't want it to be, because it's very spontaneous. So that means that her pants are just coming down, and she still has like her apron on, and I think that's cute. Oh, here we go. Here we go. So she's got an apron on, and like, she's got like the tie in the back, so you can hold on to the apron tie in the back. That's cute. I like that. All right. I totally used to work at a place where I had to wear aprons. So I'm not like drawing from any real life experience on that, but I'm just saying, like, I can work out those logistics because I may have had a fantasy or two of like being fucked at the workplace. It didn't happen, but it doesn't mean I didn't think about it. Okay, anywho. Okay, so apron. Okay, and he's gonna hold on to the ties in the back. Yeah, like that, like that. That's a good detail. That's a sexy detail. You like those little moments. Okay, so. All right. Doggy style. Spanking? Are we doing spanking? No, I don't know. I feel like there's got to be one more position. Maybe she has him lie down on the floor, but the floor is tiled. That's not comfortable. Okay, I think maybe just in doggy. And I think some spanking and some like talk about how nice her ass is. And then how she likes to be spanked. Okay. She likes spanks. And then she's going to ask him to come, pull out and come on her ass. Pull out and come on her ass. Okay. Yeah. I think that's... Oh, no. I just had a terrible thought. Why do I have to do this? Okay. No. She could be like, I left some room for cream. That's not... Do I? Do I? Oh, fuck. Why am I like this? Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. We could do doggy. We could go from vaginal sex to anal, and she could offer up her ass in a cute way, saying maybe that she's left room for cream in her ass. I don't know. I'm going to have to do it. I have to. It's so fucking cheesy, dude. Like, oh my God. Okay. Is this the title of the audio, Room for Cream? It is. See, this is... Oh, my God. There's no turning back. There's no turning back. We're committed. It's happening. Oh, I have, like, the worst chicken scratches, too. Oh, my God. Okay, so... There, that's how I get through outlining my improv audios. And then I'm going to go off of these bullet points and try to make it work. So thank you, Seeker. Y'all should thank Seeker for the prompt. It's going to be cute. We like anal cream pies. Oh, no. That's... No. Is that what it's called? Anal cream pie? Oh, fuck. Yeah, I think it's an anal cream pie. I think one time I thought it was anal pie. Anal pie. And I was talking with a friend. It's just like Ma used to make anal pies. Okay. This has gone too far. All right. So. I'm gonna have to like not laugh when I record that line. Fuck. Okay, well, I'll get through it. All right, it's gonna be cute. I hope y'all enjoy it. And thank you for listening to this little behind the scenes. I hope to do a lot more of these. So I currently only have, you know, a couple of Scorcher members. So if you're interested in contributing, sign up for that tier and you get a chance for me to give you a little shout out, help me make an audio, because I mean, I only have so many ideas and it's really fun to, like, you know, get some input from, you know, my supporters. So I really appreciate it very much. So, all right. Bye. Fuck. Why would I say bye in a recording? This is not a phone call. It feels like a phone call. I'm leaving this in.